couple of years ago, I bought a gaming computer on Facebook Marketplace. I've been wanting to buy one for a while, and I knew that they're typically very expensive. So that gave me the idea to go on Facebook Marketplace and look for a used one. After several days of looking, I found one that I wanted. I decided to reach out to the seller and ask a little more information about it. The seller was a guy named Jeremy. We went back and forth a little bit, and I decided that I wanted to buy it. It was a pretty good deal, so we agreed on a day that I would go over and get the computer. It also came with a monitor, keyboard, and mouse as well. So after I bought it, I took it home, set it up, and started using it. I was happy with my purchase, and I used the computer for the next week and a half. Then I got another message on Facebook from Jeremy. He said that he wanted his computer back. I was really confused when I saw this, because he had just sold it to me like a week before. He said that he changed his mind and wanted it back now. I didn't want to return it. I liked the computer, and I had already installed several games and other programs on it. I told Jeremy no, I wasn't going to return it. Then Jeremy said that he would give me a certain amount of money for it. The funny thing is that the amount he offered was less than I paid for the computer by a few hundred dollars. I pointed that out, and he said that it was all he could afford to give. Now, when he originally said he wanted it back, I assumed that meant he would pay the full price. I said the answer was still no. I was really annoyed that this guy was trying to get the computer back, and even more annoyed that he wasn't offering the full price. If he didn't want to sell it, then he shouldn't have sold it. However, Jeremy was not happy that I refused to give the computer back. He then sent me a friend request on Facebook, and then started messaging me a bunch of times. I ignored him for a while, but after he kept sending me messages for like 3 days straight, I blocked him. I thought that was that. This situation was strange enough. But unfortunately, that was not the end of Jeremy. Probably about a week after I blocked Jeremy, he showed up to my house. I happened to be home alone and was in my bedroom on the very gaming computer that I had bought from Jeremy. It was nighttime and about 8 p.m. and dark out. I heard a knocking coming from the front door. I got up and left my room and went over to the living room and then looked out of the window. Jeremy was there on the front step. I recognized him from when I bought the computer. How did he know where I lived? This was really strange. I watched him stand there and knock again on the front door. I was wondering what on earth he had planned. Did he think that by showing up at my house unannounced that would make me change my mind? I stayed in the living room and ignored his knocks. I was hoping that he would just go away, and most of the lights in my house were off, so maybe he would think that I wasn't home. But I watched Jeremy hang around the front step for several more minutes. I was kind of looking around, and I had to move back from the window so that he wouldn't see me. He came back and knocked again on the front door, this time louder. He also yelled, asking for me to come outside. I still ignored him. I walked back to my bedroom, hoping that Jeremy would eventually give up and leave. When I got back to my room, I put in some headphones and sat back down at my computer. For the next 5 minutes or so, everything was fine. But suddenly, I heard a knocking sound. I took out my headphones and looked to the direction of my window. Jeremy was standing there, looking into my bedroom. I got up and ran over to the window and closed the blinds. Jeremy started yelling at me, but I couldn't really hear what he said very well. I left my bedroom and went back towards the living room. By that time, Jeremy had made his way back towards my front door. Then he started banging on it again. I went over to the door and shouted to him that I was going to call the police. Jeremy yelled at me to give the computer back. Then I called the cops. I told them what was going on, and Jeremy still wasn't leaving. And he continued to stay there, even after I got off the phone with the police. But unfortunately, he finally left just moments before the cops got there. I talked to them, gave them a description of Jeremy, and told them my side of the story. After that, the police left and said to call back if Jeremy ever returned. I was afraid that he would, but luckily he didn't. I still have a hard time believing how crazy it was, and I can't believe that that actually happened. I had recently gotten a new car and had to sell my old one. I had bought it used, and it was kind of old, so I listed it on Facebook Marketplace. I was told that was a good place to sell a car. It seemed better than Craigslist, which always seemed a little bit sketchy to me. So after listing the car, I did receive a few messages about it in the first couple of days, but none of them really went anywhere. Then I would get the first serious interest. It was a man by the name of Ben on Facebook. He messaged me and said that he wanted to buy my car. We talked briefly, and basically the guy wanted to meet up and look at the car as soon as possible. I suggested a nearby shopping center parking lot for us to meet. At this point, it was sometime in the afternoon, and Ben wanted to meet that same night. I said that would be fine, and we agreed on 8:30 p.m. in the back of the parking lot. The shopping center had quite a few stores and a very large parking lot. Most of it was usually always empty. It was maybe 10 minutes from my house. So I ended up going there, expecting to meet Ben, who was seeming to be a serious buyer. I arrived slightly early, and after getting there, let Ben know that I was there. Then I just waited. Some time went by, and 8:30 came and went. Ben still hadn't showed up. I messaged him, asking where he was. He didn't respond, though. I was getting frustrated. It appeared as though he had changed his mind about the car without telling me. After waiting past 9 o'clock, I finally left and started driving back home. About 10 minutes later, I arrived. At the time, I lived alone in a smaller house. As I was driving down my street, which is usually very quiet, I noticed headlights quickly coming up behind me. I remember thinking to myself, that person was going a little bit fast for this street. By the time I reached my driveway, they were right on my tail. So I pulled into my driveway, expecting them to drive past, but then the car that was behind me pulled in right after. Now my driveway was pretty short, but sort of wide. It could barely take two cars in front of each other. The car I usually drove was in the garage, and I was driving the one that I was trying to sell. So after this car pulled in behind me, I could only see the bright headlights shining in. I had a bad feeling about it. I wasn't expecting anyone at my house, and had no clue as to who this could be. But then, I got the idea that maybe it was the guy from Facebook Marketplace. I knew that I couldn't get out of my car, so I turned to the right a little. Then I saw the car behind me start to turn to the right. I didn't know what exactly to do. I wanted to leave, but I felt like my car might be stuck there. The car behind me then started honking. I did not recognize the vehicle, and was 100% sure that I didn't know this person. I then turned my wheel and just hit the gas. My car narrowly missed my garage, but I made it. Then I started to make a U-turn, but the car ended up going into the grass of my front yard off of the driveway. When I did this, the car behind me started backing up and turning to try to keep up with me. I was able to make it out of the driveway and started going down my road as quickly as I could. The car behind me was soon able to follow. I drove to the end of my street and then went through some residential streets for a short time. Then, eventually, I made it to a busier road. I traveled on that for a while, and then sometime over there is when the car behind me stopped following. I'm not sure when, because I was looking forward for several minutes, and there were also some other cars out on that road, but sometime, whoever was following me stopped. Then, I carefully went back home. Luckily, I didn't see the car again. I just have a feeling that that was Ben from Facebook Marketplace. He was probably just trying to follow me home, and never even wanted to look at the car. Maybe he was going to try to steal the car or rob me. That's my best guess. But when I went back onto Facebook, he had blocked me. I tried reporting it to Facebook Marketplace, but I'm not sure what could really be done. After that, though, I haven't used Facebook Marketplace since. This happened in August of 2019. I was using Facebook Marketplace to look for some furniture. I had used Marketplace as a way to both buy and sell things several times before. For me, it had worked great to that point. However, I had the weirdest experience of my life the last time that I used it. So I remember that I found this desk that seemed good. I was looking for one. I just wanted like a very basic desk. Then I could paint it and do other stuff to customize it if I wanted. So I was searching for really cheap ones, and I found one that I really liked for about 10 bucks. I contacted the seller and said that I could come over the next day and get it. The seller was a guy named Corey. So Corey told me to come anytime the next day, but to just let him know. So the next day, he gave me his address, and I texted him and then headed over when it was all right. I put his address into my maps on my phone and drove over there. I drove my SUV and removed the back seats to fit the desk. When I arrived in Corey's neighborhood, it did not appear to be very nice. Several of the homes seemed to be vacant or abandoned. Some had overgrown grass and trees in the front yard, and others had graffiti on them. And Corey's place was not too much nicer. It was this small white house that was really dirty and had long grass. I looked multiple times to make sure that I was in the right place, and I was. So I parked on the side of the road and texted Corey. He told me to come on inside. So I walked up through the yard of overgrown grass and then to the front step and knocked on the door. I waited for almost a minute before the door opened. This man with long hair and a long beard answered. I told him that I was there for the desk he was selling on Facebook Marketplace. He then told me to come inside and pointed over to the desk. It was sitting on the ground, not far away from the front door at all. Inside of Corey's house, there appeared to be almost no furniture at all. That was kind of strange, but I walked over and then Corey offered to help me with the desk. We both grabbed one end and carefully lifted it. Then we walked it to my car and put it in the back. I paid Corey the money, and overall, he seemed pretty nice. Then he went back to his house, and I got inside of my car and drove away. Now, after getting back home, I was able to unload the desk by myself and get it inside. Then I got a good look at it for the first time. The desk had a few drawers, but I realized they were all empty except for one. Inside one of the drawers, in the very back, there was this envelope taped to the inside of it. I was curious as to what it was, and I took it and opened it. Inside were a bunch of pictures. They were all taken from a disposable camera. Most of the pictures were of my Facebook profile, though. It was like somebody had taken a picture of a computer screen. It really creeped me out when I saw it. Then there were a few others. One was of the listing of my apartment building online. That one confused me at first. But then I saw a few more pictures, and they were of me. It was when I was walking up to Corey's house and when I was getting out of my car. I was so freaked out by this, but I didn't know what to do. I went onto Facebook again to try to find Corey's account, but I couldn't. It was like he was just gone. Either he deleted his account or he blocked me or something. After that, I just kind of moved on. I still have the desk, and I don't know where the envelope of pictures are. I think I lost it. But I'm just glad that I never saw Corey again after that. Maybe it was his idea of a joke or something, but it was sure creepy. Last year, I was selling a motorized scooter on Facebook Marketplace. This scooter was pretty new and one of the nicer ones as well. I had got it brand new for over $500. Well, not long after listing it at all, it started to get some interest. There was this one guy who messaged me about it pretty early on and said that he wanted to come over and look at it. I asked him how serious he was about it, and he said very. I had the scooter in my garage, and after this guy agreed to pay the full price for it, I told him that he could come over and buy it. I gave him my address, which is a pretty standard house where I live with my wife. That evening at around 6 p.m., the guy came over. I went out into the driveway and met him there. I can't remember what his name was, but I was basically expecting him to see the scooter, turn it on and try it, and then give me the money. I had my garage door open and the scooter was just outside of it. The guy walked over and looked at the scooter. We turned it on and I showed him that it worked. But then the guy looked at it for a while longer and said that he would have to think about it. I told him that I thought he said he was serious, and he said that he was. But then he said something about he could get it when he got paid next week. I knew that meant probably no, and I just said all right, whatever, and then said bye to the guy. He walked away, and I put the scooter away back in the garage. Then I went inside of my house. So hours later, at probably 10 or 11 p.m. that night, I was inside and going to go to bed very soon. I was in the living room with my wife, and we heard this noise coming from outside. I couldn't tell exactly what it was, and I got up to look out the window, but really couldn't see anything. As I was looking though, we heard another noise. I still couldn't tell what it was, so I went over to the front door and I opened it. I knew the noise was coming from outside and near the driveway. After I opened up the door, I heard some movement from the bushes near the garage. I stepped outside and asked who was there. Nobody answered me. I walked closer to where I heard the sounds. It was very dark and quiet now. I couldn't see very well, but I continued to go closer. Soon, I reached my garage area. There were some bushes to the side of it, between the fence leading to my next-door neighbor's yard. I walked over to that, and then I realized that the smaller door to my garage was open a crack. At this point, I probably should have walked back inside my house and called the police, but I didn't. Instead, I walked to the door and opened it. I looked inside of the dark garage, but just moments later, I saw some movement and then noticed a man walking towards me. I moved back and left the garage. I went back towards my house and then heard the guy running in another direction behind me. When I looked, I noticed that it was the same guy who had come to look at the scooter earlier. He now ran into the street in the opposite direction and then quickly went out of my sight. Somehow, he had gotten into my garage, probably to try to steal the scooter. I called the police and then moved the scooter to inside of my house. The cops came out and I had a conversation with them, but the guy was long gone. After that, they left. Luckily, the man never came back. His Facebook account was deleted too, so I couldn't give it to the police. That was my craziest experience with Facebook Marketplace. This is something that I will never forget. It happened almost 5 years ago now. For some background, I'm a female and was looking to buy a car at the time of this story. I wanted to get something used and somewhat cheap, so I looked to both Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. After searching those sites for about a week, I found this car that looked really good. It seemed to be a good deal, and after all of my research, I wanted to look at it. So I contacted the seller, saying how I was interested and all that stuff. We ended up talking and arranging a time to meet up and look at the car. The seller was a guy named Mike. He was a bigger guy with a dark goatee. We agreed to meet at this gas station about 5 miles from where I lived. I figured that meeting in a public place would be safe. So I drove my current car at the time, which was barely running. I got to the gas station at about 7 p.m. Things were quiet, and minutes later, I saw the car that I wanted to buy enter. It parked in the back, and I walked over and met Mike. We talked about the car a little bit, and then he asked me if I wanted to take it for a test drive. I did, because I wanted to make sure that the car ran good and everything. So I remember that Mike told me to get in the passenger seat, and he would show me some things with the car, then let me drive it. Nothing seemed strange about that at first, so I got inside. We then left the gas station and started driving down the road. Mike started talking about the car again, just saying basic stuff. But then after like 5 minutes, I was expecting him to stop driving and let me take over, but he just kept going down the road. And also, I didn't even know where we were anymore. Mike was driving the car down these quiet roads with woods on both sides mainly. We were going farther and farther away from where I lived and the area that I was familiar with. After like 10 minutes, I started to get really worried, because Mike was also talking less and less. Now he would maybe say something about the car every minute, and mostly he would just be driving in silence. Finally, I said to Mike, "So could I drive the car now?" Mike quickly responded and said, "Just one more minute, I'll let you drive it soon enough." But then like 2 or 3 more minutes passed of us just driving in silence. Then Mike finally started to pull over to the side of the road. We were the only vehicle around, it seemed, and things were very dark and quiet. I thought that he was finally going to let me drive, but as we came to a stop, I noticed this little path going into the woods off the road. There was an SUV with the lights off parked on this path. After we came to a stop, I noticed the driver's and passenger's door opening up on the SUV. I didn't know what was going on, but I had a really bad feeling about it. Mike then turned to me and told me to give him my phone. I asked him why, and at the same time, saw multiple people walking from the SUV. They were a good 50 feet away, and I couldn't really tell any details about them. Mike was starting to talk, but I don't remember anything that he said. because as soon as I saw people walking near, I knew that I needed to run away. I opened up the passenger's door and got out. Then I just started sprinting to the woods. As I was running, I heard some commotion. People behind me started to run, and I heard several men's voices shouting. I didn't stop though, and I kept running. I got to the woods and then started running through trees and brush. I heard the people chasing after me, but I didn't stop. As I continued to run, after maybe a minute, I took my phone out. I hit 911 and continued running as I did so. I was doing pretty well running through the woods. I still heard people behind me though, but they were a ways back. I didn't know if I had gotten on with 911 or not, because I was too busy running to stop and look, but I just started saying that I was being chased in the woods and I needed help. I hoped that somebody would hear me. I ran for about as long as I could, and soon, I stopped hearing the noises behind me. I was able to slow down after that, and eventually, I stopped and I hid. I didn't hear anything, but I once again called the police. They were on the way, and I tried to tell them where I was. They were able to locate me pretty well based off of my call, though. Soon, I made my way back through the woods and met the police. Mike and the other people were gone, but I told the police what had happened and gave descriptions as best as I could. The only person that I could really describe, though, was Mike. The police were able to locate him not long after this. I feel so lucky to have gotten away.